Morning, VOH. How are you? You're looking good. Maybe say hi to someone you haven't said hi to this morning yet. Give them a high five. A hello.
Hi.
Maybe even you are looking good.
Wow, this is picking up everything.
Hi, Carmel. I mean, Brucey.
Boop, boop. Let's just stand and position our hearts in worship. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're already here. We just welcome you. We love you. We thank you that you are the best, best, best friend. You're with us all the time. You're strengthening us. You're empowering us. We thank you for your presence. We just thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. We just thank you for who you are. We just thank you for your consistency in our lives. We thank you for your kindness in our lives. We thank you for your patience in our lives. We thank you for your goodness in our lives, God. We thank you that you're so trustworthy. We love you, Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. We just worship you for who you are. We praise you for who you are. We thank you that in every situation we know that you are good. We know that every situation you're turning things for good. We place our whole selves in you, Jesus. We delight ourselves in you, Jesus, as you delight yourself in us today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Moving on the waters.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain, who is on the earth alone, who is bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul,
Creator God.
Creator God, He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is Yahweh. Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. Three in one, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of Joseph, share with me, it's Yahweh. The righteous Son, me, it's Yahweh. The three in one, me, it's Yahweh. Of Sharon, me is Yahweh, the righteous Son, me is Yahweh, the three in one, me is Yahweh. Hey, hey, hey. Creator God is Yahweh, the great I am, me is Yahweh, the Lord of all is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, me is Yahweh, the righteous.
Did before, come and do once more. We want to be a part of your story, God of our mothers and fathers. Show your glory into sons and daughters. What you were back then, come and be again. We want to see your power in our presence, and in our time, in our day, and then move in this place, come and move, God, move, God, move, God, in this place. God of mothers and fathers, send your spirit just like you promised. Oh, you can have your way, visit us today. Yeah, in our time, in our day, come and move in this place. Yeah, in our time, in our day, come and move in this place. Come and move. Invite him to come. Just welcome him here this morning. Open our hearts, open our ears to what he's doing. Yeah. Have your way, Lord. us, oh, in our time, in our day. Come and move in this place. Come and move, God. Move, God. Move, God, in this place.
Even now, Lord, would you move in this time, in this hour? Awaken our hearts, Lord. Awaken us to the yes that you're calling us to say yes to. May our hearts respond to you, God. Help us to respond to what you're saying and what you're doing.
You are.
thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. We just speak those words that you've already spoken over us, God, over ourselves right now. We're reminding ourselves of the promises that Jesus has already spoken over us. We thank you, God, that you don't forget. We just thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. We just thank you that we are living in a time, and particularly now, of just walking in that breakthrough of things that you have promised to us, God. We just thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you are the one that strengthens us. I'm just reminded of Isaiah 40, and at the end of Isaiah 40, it says that those that wait on God will renew their strength. So we just speak to our spirits right now in Jesus' name that you are being renewed. We just thank you, Jesus, that everything is well with our souls as you're moving us forward. We just thank you, God, that scripture also says that you're the one that strengthens our legs so that we're able to move forward. And we just thank you that you're putting new strength, new boldness, new confidence in the areas that you are asking us to move forward, God. I just thank you, just like Joshua, you kept on saying you are bold, you're courageous. You're bold, you're courageous. I thank you, God, that you don't mind reminding us who we are. I just believe that God is just saying over each one of you, you are bold and you are courageous, and there's new places that he's asking you to go, but you're not going alone. I just hear that he's saying that I've already made a way. So Jesus, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you've already made a way. We thank you that you're strengthening us, and we just say yes to those promises. All the promises of Jesus, everything that he's provided over us is yes and amen. And we just say yes in our spirits again. We just say yes in our spirits again. Can we just take some time and just say yes in our spirits again? Yes, guys. So just those things that God's already spoken to us, just say yes again. Just give it time.
Yes to your promises, God, they're faithful and true.
Another part of that, Isaiah 40, it says that we will soar on wings like eagles. God, I just thank you that you are teaching our eyes to see solutions. For some people, you may have felt like I don't even know how to get out of this. But I just believe that God's giving you eyes of solutions. And he just wants to encourage you that you're not alone. Like, even Daniel was in fire with his friends, and then Jesus was with him in that. And so we just thank you, God, that you are so present in our situations. You are the God of presentness. You are so close to us. We thank you that you would just teach us to see things from your perspective, Jesus. And we say yes again. You
Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been nailed in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head and I pass out of the goodness.
Welcome to Vineyard Harvest Church. We're so excited for you to join us this Sunday. And for those of you who are new with us, a very warm welcome to you from the entire VOH family. We hope you feel right at home. One of the best ways to get plugged in is to fill out one of the connect cards in the back of the seats in front of you and either hand it to one of our awesome ushers or drop it off in the green box in the back table. We've got a lot coming up, so here are a few things to keep in mind. If you have a child aged 0 years to 6th grade, keep September 15th open for a school year kickoff and parent orientation right after service. If you're a parent of an infant or toddler, don't forget to register your baby for the nursery at Noah's Ark's welcome table. The suggested $25 registration fee will go towards our nursery renovations. Starting September 11th, 10:30 to 11:30, Bright Hope Playgroup will run Wednesday weeklies in Noah's Ark. Bring your kids and friends to play and connect with other families. Circle time is included and play group is free. Catalyst School of Ministry registration for fall semester, August 31st to December 17th, is now open. CSUM will empower you for the fullness of world transforming, naturally supernatural, kingdom lifestyle through teaching, impartation, and activation. Registration is $250 for the semester. Register today at catalystsom.com. For more info, speak to Glenn Taylor or contact info@catalystsom.com. Resolution Friday is our way of saying, Jesus, we're all about you. On Friday, September 6th at 7:30 p.m., we'll be gathering here at the Hope Building for the final Resolution Friday of 2019. We'll be recounting how Jesus impacted us this past year before we dive deep into new beginnings for VOH. come ready to sing your heart out, exchange testimonies and stories, and pray out your faith. Refreshments and childcare will be available. In preparation for our transition, Hope House is moving over to the Harvest site starting next week. Come find us in a Harvest Chapel across the street for your weekly coffee needs. There will be a taco stand after service serving hot tacos for lunch. One punch on your L card or $6 will get you 4 tacos, rice, beans, and a drink. Tacos will be served outside the main entrance. Join us. There will be a town hall meeting in the sanctuary after service today at 1 p.m. All are welcome to come. Core ministry members are especially requested to be in attendance. Information about the upcoming transition and new small group system will be shared. Let's pause for a moment and take a look around. These are our last few Sundays having service in this building. On Sunday, September 15th, BOH will be turning 28. Our Sunday service will be combined with the Chinese congregation. Be sure to join us at 10:30 a.m. across the street in the Harvest Building. Sunday, September 22nd, marks a historical event in BOH's history. We'll be moving our service over to the Harvest Building permanently, and our service time will shift from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Get ready for new beginnings. Hey, thanks so much for being here with us today. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week online at vineyardharvest.org, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at VOH Family. We believe God has something unique to say to you today, so open up your hearts and let Him in. Let's give the Lord a huge hand.
Yay, so good. So many things are happening. Welcome if this is your first time or if you're new with us. We're so excited that you can be